Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Azani.
And this is C-Drop number 27, and we are going to take a look today at one of the most peculiar, prescient, soft disclosure stories in the history of conspiracy theories. And we have a very special guest joining us later in the show, so enjoy that. How's everybody doing?
Good. Sam's awkward as shit. His brain's fried.
I played 40 plus hours of Demon Souls in the past like 5 days. I haven't
in
done
the past
work.
42 hours.
And to our listeners, Sam has been ignoring all of our texts. We're trying to set stuff up. He's like, I'm sorry, I missed all this.
I haven't responded to any. It's not just you guys. My mom had surgery yesterday and I completely didn't like call.
Yeah,
her
but you like us.
That's true. But I forgot to reach out. My dad's like, "Hey, mom,
listens to the podcast."
My mom went to. She's like, "Mom had surgery." And I was like, "Oh, dang, is she okay?" She's like, "She's fine. You want to call her?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm in the inner ward in Demon Souls, and I'm busy trying to get. I'm on my second playthrough, New Game Plus. My character's a level 114.
Jesus Christ. This means nothing to me.
These bosses that were beating the shit out of me, I walk into the arena with them, one shot kill them with my fucking firestorm spell. Anyway, let's talk about this.
We don't need to do a lot of plugs here because you are our patrons.
Patrons.
We really thank you guys for listening and supporting the pod. And so we have a very special episode for you because we have a very special guest coming on later. But let's talk about the gist of this conspiracy, which has resurfaced recently in the conspiracy message boards, and it's a good one. And it starts back in 1982 with a role playing game created by. Game? What's that?
Did somebody say role playing game?
But it's with paper.
It's a paper like a Dungeons and Dragons. '82 Dungeons and Dragons had been out. I don't know for what a year or two, maybe.
When did Dungeons and
Dragons come out?
I don't know.
So
I was never invited to play. People don't.
I was too cool to play Dungeons and Dragons. A guy named Steven Jackson, who was a game designer, designed a classic game called Illuminati. And it was a game of world domination where each player
and he designed like on paper.
It's like
you wrote down a bunch of rules.
Yeah, like he's a programmer before computers.
He was a computer programmer. Yeah, you can do this.
We should. Yeah, I could make up a game. I just can't do the computer stuff.
Well, this is a game where like each player assumes the role of a secret society, and you're trying to basically take over the world.
And
each time what you do is you draw a card from the deck. I guess there's Illuminati cards. There are group cards, and then there are like special event cards that could happen, right? And during each turn of the game, like you draw a card for group cards and special event cards. And depending on what your Illuminati organization is, you can do different things. And your goal is basically to take over the entire world.
Could we play this together?
We could.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still play it.
Ooh, we should do that for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Did you guys all talk about this in the chat already?
No, we didn't. No, but we could have said yes.
Am I pitching stuff that you guys are like, hey, we talked about this for like 3 hours?
Yeah, we played the game all day.
But
before we get too deep into this, I want to say that everyone I texted and said, hey, do you know this guy that we're going to have on? They all said, oh, the Munchkin game. So everyone knows him for this game, Munchkin.
What the hell is the Munchkins game?
It's another card game. I believe.
So Steven Jackson is a relatively famous game designer, and in fact, he's won several awards for games over the years. And an interesting guy. He's also he's like super into like pirate Legos. So when this game was created,
Legos are so expensive. Have you seen like the like,
I have kids,
yeah.
man?
Yeah, yeah, but like I like the kits that people like. I made like a Lego Death Star people,
yeah,
and they're like
$300.
I'm like, that's nuts.
Yeah, and it just sits there and collects dust. And have you ever tried to dust a Lego model? Get the fuck out of here.
The one that's really crazy expensive is like the tall building. And I'm like, that's boring as shit, but it's like $500.
Yeah. Didn't you just buy like a model of the actual thing for less?
It's the making. It's cool. My kids love them, and they're breaking the bank, man.
And Lego, apparently, those things are not biodegradable. And Lego has been working for like 20 years trying to figure out the correct plastic formula that will biodegrade.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But they don't have the correct like snap together feel.
Once human civilization dies off, the next group of people are just going to find all these. Like they built with small building blocks.
Look at the joints are so tight. It must be machined by lasers and aliens.
They're like, how do they make a wall so smooth?
How do they do it?
And how do they also are used as weapons. You throw them on the ground and enemies would step on them.
Yeah. God, they're painful. Okay. But well,
like, never mind.
Well, when the game comes, you know, you can't produce a card game called the Illuminati without raising a little bit of suspicion, you know, about people, you
from
know,
the like Illuminati
from the Illuminati. Yeah. It's a little on the nose, especially because Steven Jackson Games, his logo is a pyramid with the all-seeing eye in it.
Okay.
So like, we're like, okay, come on, buddy.
You know, ours is a pyramid.
It is.
Oh, yeah, with a beer in the middle, though.
I guess that's kind of the, I guess that was intentional as like part of the.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it was like,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys take the lead. I'll warm up. I'll get there.
Yeah. But also in 1990, without warning, a force of armed Secret Service agents busted into the office of Steven Jackson's Games and began to search his computer equipment on bogus hacking charges. So he was like, yeah.
He's like, don't you know I make it all on pen and paper? Fool.
Yeah, you dummies.
And Sam, I don't know what this even means, but whatever the GURPS cyberpunk, whoever the programmer that wrote that was also raided. And they took a bunch of stuff. And here's what's crazy, though, is that Steve Jackson fought back in court and won. A judge dismissed the suit as being completely bogus and even made him pay back his legal fees, which is really unheard of in court.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah.
So people always said that whatever Steve Jackson was up to, he was definitely under suspicion with the Secret Service, because this seems like the classic scare tactic that we see from them. Right. And so the reason that people have been interested in this lately is that the cards in the Illuminati game have a remarkable similarity to real current events.
It's like the Simpson of card games.
Let's take a look at some of these, because you guys see this one.
Anyone alignment of any destroyed group may be retroactively added, removed, or reversed. This can affect any.
Well, this is an example of the kind of cards that you can play, right? So this is a rewriting.
Very prescient.
This is just a rewriting history card.
Okay.
But you know, someone might say, well, yeah, that's right, because in 1911, the Illuminati bought all the textbook companies, and they've been rewriting history. But you know, again, that's not one.
That's not a great one.
That's not a great one. But I just wanted to give you a flavor for what the game looked like. So that's what these games are. But let's.
Do they have better ones?
Well, let's take a look at.
This is their only card. It's a one card game.
I'm saying one that's a little bit more.
Let's take a look at one.
No, you start low and you get high, man.
What about this one? This is the NSA one, right? Okay. And so basically allows the NSA to spy on people, which, again, this is 1982. So like a little crazy that the NSA, you know, through the Patriot Act, was given such power to spy on Americans. So,
yeah, because before it was Ma Bell.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
That one's OK. That one's
close. We're getting there.
OK. What about these two?
Holy shit.
Well, there's one with the World Trade Center
and the Pentagon on fire. Now, this is the one that really
One you can guess. I feel like you could guess a Pentagon. The World Trade Center one.
You think if you're doing this in 1982, you really thought that?
Absolutely.
You look at high value targets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then the World Trade Center is a pretty high value target. Now,
look, this picture is pretty damning.
It is.
This picture is really, really a lot like. And like, so this is why people are like,
it is called terrorist nuke.
Well, but there are people that believe that the World Trade Center was not really brought down by the plane, but through a controlled demolition of a nuclear.
I mean
that's pretty. I don't know that I believe it was a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, wouldn't you be able to tell?
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, radioactive isotopes.
Yeah,
yeah. What's the thing that that happens that knocks out all the electricity?
EMP.
Yeah, that people say you would have noticed the EMP, but nonetheless, that picture looks really kind of familiar, right? That's
insane. I remember that.
Yeah.
Good times. So people have looked at these and said, man, that's basically he's laying out what the Illuminati's plan was. He must have known what it is.
Well, so you'd be like, I play the terrorist nuke card.
Yeah, right. Yeah, terrorist nuke card. And then, you know, you get some things, right?
I play the Pentagon.
But this is good. Now, look at this one. This one's crazy. How about that?
This one's not as good.
I don't know. That picture right there, the population reduction, that looks a lot like the Twin Towers on fire. But
I mean, to be fair, the one on the left, the smoke is making a skull.
Yeah.
And also,
but look, there's the face. You don't see the face.
Oh, there is a face in there. Holy shit. You're right.
Yeah, but how would they have?
That face is pretty odd. That's
telling me the Illuminati engineered the smoke coming out of the building? This seems a little.
Well, if it was a hologram and it wasn't real.
Okay.
I mean, you know, there's an answer for everything.
I got a lot of questions for this guy when he gets on here.
Yeah, okay. Well, that Sam anticipated is that not only do we have an epidemic car that you can play, but also the CDC is involved in this attack. And CDC is a card that is out there. So again, people are like, look, this is pretty crazy, right?
This is pretty nuts.
This is where it starts to get where people are like, okay, maybe one of these cards, like maybe you predicted.
You're saying it's going to get more specific. Is that what you're insinuating?
Dude, I'm wait, about wait. To blow. I blew my own mind.
Well, here, let me posit this. Would this not be the same as if someone had an Oregon Trail card game and then they took the Oregon Trail and they're like, oh my God, she did die of dysentery and there was a card about it.
Well, but that stuff already happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he made these cards before in 82 he started doing this.
No, I know, but I'm just saying you would look down the road at things that could potentially happen like on a Oregon Trail.
Oh, they have a conspiracy podcast card?
Called Conspiracy Card Me? What the shit?
Oh my God.
Okay, well here's another one that's really got people just up. But I think these two are pretty good. But
charismatic. This one's not that.
Oh my God. Is that Pence? He's got Pence's hair.
Yeah, it's charismatic leader. He's facing Trump. I think this guy right here might actually be Steven Jackson.
With the glasses and the beard?
Yeah, I think that card. He might have drone it, you know. Yeah, but this is a charis. Okay, so I know what you're saying. You're like that. That's
an easy guess.
So this is a charismatic leader, and you know maybe you would predict that. But what if I showed you this card?
Okay,
enough is enough, and this is part of this dictator right there.
It's supposed to be Trump. Is that the idea?
Trumpy.
Let me show you a side by side. So this is the actual card confirmed by numerous people that this is a card, enough is enough, which kind of sounds like a Trump slogan. But here we go. You ready for this?
Yep. Okay, yep. That's pretty close.
Dude, Sam, come on. I mean, look, I like our skepticism, but that's pretty damn close.
It's a card that said American Carnage on it or Make America. I mean, that's just a
enough
guy yelling.
Enough is enough. That's a catchy slogan.
Enough. Isn't that
right? It's enough.
It's enough. Sometimes you have enough.
Yeah.
And then there's enough is enough.
Then sometimes you get to enough is enough is enough. And by then it's four enoughs. It's really way too much.
I should start working on a Biden.
I guess I
missed the boat on the Trump one.
You know, this is the crazy thing is that I guess what makes this such an interesting conspiracy.
So he was raided because he had.
Well, that's the theory. The theory is
because he knows
and
too much.
Just by the way, this whole idea is laid out in numerous documents, one of which, and I swear this is true, is available on the CIA.gov library.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that today.
This the smoking gun proof that Illuminati planned terrible events many years ago to bring down our culture. And it's all about Steven Jackson, SJ Games, and this whole thing. The conspiracy is that this game was essentially laying out their plan, that he was somehow privy to it, whether he's a member of the Illuminati or he just, you know, was leaked information or what. But we have, I think, come across this before where it seems like shadow organizations telegraph what they're going to do. They either just soft disclosure it, they make movies. I mean, there's just there seems to be this kind of, I mean, that's what we talked about with Stanley Kubrick in the moon fake and then Eyes Wide Shut, is that Stanley Kubrick was constantly in his movies leaking information about the Illuminati till they eventually killed them.
Hmm. Well, here, I would say, let me go back to that document on the CIA website. Let me just say that that was not written by the CIA.
No.
But it was deemed important enough and interesting enough to be saved by the CIA and housed on their website.
Yeah, that's correct, which I find interesting. Now, the person who wrote it.
CIA runs like a Tumblr?
Yeah, they do.
Were they just like reblog stuff?
Yeah, they lost half their stuff when Tumblr banned porn.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's all. I guess that just is this question of why do we constantly see these shadow organizations that seem to disclose in soft ways through media what seem like prescient, you know, some kind of precognition of world events that's going to happen. Now, again, I don't think that any one of these cards is a smoking gun, but in totality, it's pretty odd that back in 1982, that the events that would eventually cause world domination include taking out the World Trade Center, the Pentagon causing an epidemic, the CDC. I don't even know what the CDC was like in 82.
Yeah, I don't know. What were they fighting? I guess AIDS.
I think they had those big masks with the hook nose.
Oh, yeah. That was the 80s for sure.
That was the 80s. They had the big plague masks.
Yeah, those are Cindy Lauper videos.
And they said, don't go into...
NSA started in 1952. That's crazy.
Is there a smoking gun card? Because that would probably spell it out for us.
I mean, right.
Damn, the NSA must have sucked back then. They just like, was their plan like, we just got to manually read all the mail?
Yeah, that's got to suck. No wonder employees are disgruntled at the post office.
Eavesdropping was the
I'm just saying, yeah, like now it's like, oh, we just like steal it off the internet. But then they're like, yeah, we got a guy at every post office and he just sits there and reads all this. Well, he kind of samples. Obviously, it's too much to just read by all at once, but he'll randomly pick a letter out, see if there's anything of interest in there. Not really a ton of stuff.
It used to be easy. Do you know? So it used to be easier for them. So when phones first were invented, it was basically party lines. So you could listen in on any line you wanted. Yeah. And it got changed because a woman that worked at the switchboard operator, like to connect people's calls, her husband had like some sort of a retail store. And whenever she'd get calls for the other store, she'd connect it to her husband's store instead. And divert all of the traffic to him.
That's a good move.
And then they were like, we can't have this happen. This is not cool at all. So we're going to make everyone have a private line.
Oh, so it was really easy to just get in contact with anybody back then.
Oh, yeah. Iowa, at my sister's farm, they had party lines up and through when I was in high school. So you would just like pick up the phone and hear someone talking. And you'd be like, oh, I'll have to wait to use the phone. And then you'd hang it up and wait 30 minutes.
Wow, that's nuts.
I know.
Phones were crazy back then, man. Yeah, I think it was easier to tap into somebody's phone calls back then based on the movies I've seen.
It wasn't really tapping. You just kind of picked up the phone. I guess the spigot was on. I guess they're plotting a terrorist attack.
But now I get, quick, grab a pen. I guess they can do that now, right? I mean, all of our phones have a unique identifier, if you know that, pretty much seems like it'd be pretty easy to listen on to anyone's conversation, which is fact what we know the NSA does. I'm just surprised that in 1982, a mere 30 years after its creation, that this game would predict that the NSA could be part of what is a plot to, cause new world order.
Most people tell on themselves now. So if someone was going to do a terrorist attack, they'd be posting about it on Facebook like, hey, does anybody know a good place to buy a bunch of fertilizer?
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, it's me. And then like, hey, I'm going to live stream me building a fertilizer bomb in my shed. Make sure you can sign up. You can watch it on Twitch, donate coins.
Promo code at Menards. Save big money at Menards with my promo code.
Yeah. And then then you're like, all right, I'm live streaming the bombing tomorrow. If you want to log in.
I mean, it's no different than the people storming the Capitol.
That was bad looks all around.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of crazy.
Whatever your politics may be,
that's funny.
Not a lot of smart stuff going on in that place.
The way that like secret organizations take over the world, they're like, how'd they get away with this? It's like they're just not on social media.
Yeah,
like,
they just didn't tell anybody.
They just don't have a TikTok, and people are like, they blindsided us.
He's off the grid.
Yeah. No, he just doesn't have a Facebook.
Yeah, like the equivalent of like the guy in the 80s movie who lives in the woods now and like chops his own wood and has like a beard. And then they like, hey, we need you to get back in the game. It's just a guy who just has a flip phone. They're like, wow, right. He's completely off the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was a pretty, Ted Kaczynski was a recluse, right?
Yeah. We had someone that hit us up on Reddit, said they're an expert on Ted Kaczynski. They want to come on the
pod. We're going to start having more guests.
I hope it's Ted.
On the pod. And
it's a weird thing to be an expert in.
I know. I don't know about expert, but they said they have a lot of knowledge about
it. Yeah. Mm. Well, what do you guys think about this conspiracy in general? Do you think there's something to this idea that in 1982? Now, I will say that like the Illuminati game, very fun. And he came out with several other versions. And some people have said that these cards are mixed from versions, and some of them may have happened after the first New York City bombing. I mean, remember the Twin Towers bombed
before? The failed one.
One of the versions came out after that bombing. And I just don't know what to believe, because when you read message boards, I was getting conflicting information. But it's kind of crazy though. Right. Yeah. And I think it's also crazy that like he got raided by the Secret Service for clearly bogus charges while he was so he did something to pop up on their radar.
Yeah.
So maybe,
I mean, the guy that was working for him was a hacker.
Allegedly.
Lord Blankenship.
The first World Trade Center bombing guy must have been.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
That guy must have felt really bummed when he saw them blow it up the second time. Because he probably like rationalized in his head. He's like, it can't be done.
Yeah.
I tried pretty hard. You can't blow up the World Trade Center. And then he sees somebody else taking his girl to the dance. And he's like,
his way of doing it was so logical, though. Who thought? I mean,
yeah,
you take it out from the bottom.
I still have trouble believing that the guys who couldn't fly a simple plane were able to like pull off.
Well, he went too far down. If he was in the lobby, it would have worked. He put it in the basement. That's all contained underground.
Yeah, it's gonna.
You think so? A bomb in the basement would have worked.
I mean, clearly,
I think a bomb in the first floor worked.
That's the real message of the World Trade Center. That shit was not built well. That's why that guy.
I mean, it was hollow.
I don't know. I think it makes sense if you're like, all right, well, I mean, what's more likely? Someone's gonna try to blow it up at the bottom. We'll make that really strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I still have a hard time just imagining how those guys could.
That's the Taliban. When we go low, when they go, we go high.
In planes.
In a plane, into the building.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think Hillary Clinton got that from the Taliban.
She probably did. No wonder she wasn't elected.
I thought that was a Michelle Obama thing.
Oh, yeah, it was Obama.
But she was in reference to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, I got you. Like,
all right. Go to the basement.
They're like, when we were trying to install, when we were installing the Taliban, the Illuminati was saying this. They're like, we offered them this slogan, but then they did turn it down. So we'd like to.
That's funny. Does the Taliban have a slogan? Because that's a great branding exercise.
Dude, they're masters of social media. They have to have a slogan.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They probably have a TikTok, don't they?
They do, I'm sure.
God,
I kind of want to
subscribe to that, man.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Jeez.
One
question. You win the game by taking control of the world. Is that how you win the game?
Yeah, by taking control of the world.
Well, we can ask the guy.
We should ask the guy. So
Okay. Well, I just didn't know if like
all right.
If there's a way to, fix our situation we're in, if
Okay, well,
it is true.
We're gonna
pause.
We're gonna
pause, and we're gonna come back to solve this conspiracy with a very special guest. So stay tuned.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back to Conspiracy Beer Me. And to solve this conspiracy, we're going right to the source. And we have a very special guest with us, the man who designed the game itself, Steve Jackson, all the way from Austin, Texas. Welcome to the pod, Steve.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah. So you're I guess 40 years ago, back 1980 is when you founded your game company, and you've produced a slew of incredible games. To get our fans introduced to you, what got you into creating games?
I like playing them, and one thing led to another.
Were you a Dungeons and Dragons? That kind of came out right around that time. Were you an early kind of adopter of that game?
Yes and no. I actually got one game of Dungeons and Dragons in while I was still in college. This would have been, maybe 1973, 74. It was when the game was new. But the guy who was running the game was as new to it as everybody else. And nobody had much fun, and we didn't go back to that. Later, I had a game with a more experienced dungeon master and said, hey, this can be cool.
Wow. So the big story, I think, that draws people to you, to Steven Jackson Game from the conspiracy side, is that you created a game with several iterations based on the Illuminati. Not only is it based on Illuminati, your logo on your website and things is a pyramid with the all-seeing eye in it, which has led people to believe that you yourself are actually a member of the Illuminati.
Well, I am, but I can't comment. It's possible I'm a dupe. You never know.
Yeah. Back in 1982, I think, is when you started working on that game, if I read correctly.
I think it was released in 82, but I had worked on it for a long time. That was in playtest for a long time.
Okay. And what drew you to the Illuminati as a subject matter for the game?
The inspiration was very definitely the Illuminatus trilogy by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson.
Yeah. And I guess what people have pointed out, and recently even, because people love to do this and we love reading about it, is that some of the special events in the game show a remarkable, almost Nostradamus-like precognition for real events. Like, you have a card where the World Trade Center is on fire, and it looks remarkably like the actual fire. So how did you know that in advance? Did you see that in a vision or Illuminati planet? Or
the name of the card is Terrorist Nuke, and of course the actual attack wasn't a nuke, but it was easy to guess that the World Trade Center would be a target for terrorist attack because it already had been.
When you wrote that card, it had already been?
Oh yeah.
So wait, which, because I don't know, I know the one that was in the 90s.
There was 9/11. A car bomb attack.
Oh, okay. But what about the Pentagon on fire? That's another one that people say is incredibly prescient in terms of how it sort of seems to...
Because there's a picture of a Pentagon on there, they get all excited. Really, the theorists who try to make something out of the game crack me up, because there are more than 400 cards in the game, much more than a tarot deck, and they treat it like a tarot, and they pore over all the artwork and go, oh yeah, that could be that, and think how amazing it would be if I did that many cards and none of them had to do with anything.
Oh, that would be harder, huh?
Yeah.
Since they were all based on research.
Actual places.
Well, it was all based on things that I found in books and so on, the internet not being that big hairy deal yet, about what the conspiracy theorists were saying. So I held up a mirror to them, and they point to it and say, look, look.
Oh, so you basically drew the cards based on what conspiracy theorists were saying was going to happen.
Yeah.
That way, it was a feedback loop.
Yeah.
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 Nice. Yeah. That's one thing that I always find interesting. I'm an illustrator designer myself. And whenever people point to like graphic design or art or anything like that and be like, see, they know something. I'm like, no, most of us are just idiots. We just like got a job to draw something and we said, this will look cool. And then people put all their information on it later, which is a lot of fun. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you really didn't. You didn't come up with it beforehand. It's just
triangles are cool.
Yeah, aren't they?
Are you familiar with the document that appears on the CIA Gov library? It was not written by the CIA, but they have preserved it there, that claims that the game Illuminati was foretold, the coming of the New World Order was foretold by your Illuminati game. Did you know that the CIA has that document? Have you read it?
No, that doesn't ring a bell, but then the CIA has all the documents. And it would be amazing if there was a document they didn't have.
Yeah.
They're but like a Kinko's that just held on to everything.
But it probably works well, whether it's true or not, for people to continue to believe that somehow the card game does predict a new world order, right? Like there's no question we could ask you that you could answer that would stop people from believing that, right?
So they might as well have fun.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, and you might as well make money. This sounds like a good deal.
One debate is the card Enough is Enough. Is that a real card in the game? Because I don't own the game, and people say it's not a real card, and some people say it is a real card because it depicts a man yelling that looks remarkably like our former president.
I'm trying to remember the title. I could look it up easily enough.
Yeah, I could show you a picture of it, and you can tell us.
Show me, then I'll tell you if I think it's
real. Yeah, let me show you. This is the card right there.
Oh yeah, that's a real card. I remember that image. I never heard before that somebody thought that looked like Trump.
But. Yeah, there's the split screen that's going around the internet saying, and I gotta admit, this is the one that we were like, yeah, that kind of looks like Trump right there.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a guy yelling.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We should just Google guys yelling and then put it next to it. It's a guy.
Do people reach out to you ever about this? Is this like something that people bother you about?
Most of the communication I get is from podcasts like you guys wanting to have fun with it.
Yeah. Okay. Because one of the things that comes up in these conspiracies as evidence is what ultimately was a bogus search and seizure by the Secret Service back in the 90s, where they took a lot of your equipment, and people say that was the evidence that you were actually involved in the occult and in the Illuminati, and they were on to you. But we talked a little before the pod. You just said that was just classic government overreach.
That was government overreach, yeah. And the Secret Service are minions of minions anyway. If I were really in the Illuminati, I would be sending the Secret Service after other people.
Right.
Good point. Unless you're so smart you put them on yourself to make it seem like you're not the Illuminati.
You might be onto me. I might have done that.
Yeah. Before we let you go, what have you got planned for the Illuminati and for games that are coming out soon? Anything in the works that we can help get the word out on?
Well, two things. The first is, of course, the drastic restructuring of everything you think you know about reality, which is scheduled. But you'll know it when you see it. And second, we are going to be licensing a computer game of Illuminati, and it will be kickstarted.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
wow. Nice. Cool.
Title on that is Illuminati Confirmed.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, cool. Yeah. We'll definitely share that with everybody once that's live for sure. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sometime in February.
Oh, great. Cool. And if you know, one of the things that we've always sort of been interested in is that if there is a new world order, that they seem to really like to disclose things through entertainment, either through movies or games or things like that. And so I guess, can you just confirm for the final time that your game was not a soft disclosure about the new world order?
No.
This is going to send Reddit into such. This is going to blow people's mind. This is like exactly what they think is you would say. You know,
people are easily amused.
Yeah,
I'm wondering. So you're kind of steeped in this stuff to make this game. Is there any conspiracies that ring true to you? Is there any stuff that you kind of are dubious about that you know people seem to hold as fact?
Well. I think it's pretty clear that Big Oil did cover up climate change for many years after they knew about it.
Absolutely. Okay. Is there a card about that in the game?
There are a couple of cards that relate to that. There's a Big Oil card.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking before we had you on. We were kind of blown away that you had the NSA as a kind of a major player in the game, because Sam wasn't even alive in 82.
He was not alive.
Yeah, but like the NSA came out in 1952. We weren't even really sure what they did for the first 30 years. And we were kind of thinking it was only seems recently that their power was so dramatically expanded. So what led you to create the NSA card?
Reading conspiracy books.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The theorists were worried about them, so I made a card for them.
So even 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, people were already concerned about the growing power of this agency.
Some people were, for sure. Yeah. Do you know what NSA stands for?
What's that?
No such agency.
But what about this, the Center for Disease Control? Because they also have a card. And I also, we didn't know that they were already on the radar back so long ago.
They became a lot more important recently, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. But the idea of a global epidemic that would cause some kind of shift in power, at least in reality, it's caused a great shift in wealth. But even that was sort of foreseeable way back then.
Science fiction writers have been having fun with that one for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody remembers that Michael Crichton wrote The Andromeda Strain, and there was a film made of it, although that's now so old that a lot of people haven't seen the film.
Yeah.
But that was no new idea at the time. He was just a skilled writer who got a hold of it and had fun with killing people off in huge quantities with the alien virus.
So were you interested in conspiracy theories as like an amusement kind of thing? Or because like it sounds like you're not like a big, you don't really buy into much of it. Was it just interesting to read what people thought about this stuff and just like amusing or?
Yeah, 40 years ago, it was a rare and amusing aberration.
Okay.
It's not rare anymore and it's not as funny.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's scary now, right?
Tell you this stuff with a straight face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, okay. They're in an echo chamber.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So we talk about that a lot on the pod, how conspiracy theories at one point, at least in my life, were about uncovering the truth. And now they seem more about muddying it. And it seems more about disinformation than sort of sifting through propaganda. Is it really, have you seen that in your time?
Yes, that's a good succinct way to put it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so now it makes sense that when you pull this out of time and put it into our modern age where conspiracies have become somewhat dangerous and full of disinformation, that it seems like something really awful. But at the time, it was just fun.
Well, it's like it used to be the truth is out there. And now it's, oh, let's raid the non-existent basement of the pizza parlor.
That's right. Great pizza, by the way. Great pizza.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, anything else you want to tell us before we let you go? You've been so great to come on. We can't.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I wish you guys luck. If there is a truth out there, I hope you find it.
Thanks. Well, talking to folks like you help.
Well, it's great. Well, we'll make sure we let all of our patrons and all of our listeners know about the Illuminati Confirmed computer game, which will be released on Kickstarter. So jump in on that. Looks like a lot of fun.
Please do, and have a beer for me.
Yeah,
will do.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on and being our guest on Conspiracy Beer Me. This has been a lot of fun.
Pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, that was amazing to have Steve Jackson on, the guy that actually
cool guy.
The game.
Yeah, I like that guy. He could totally be on this pod all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, it almost makes me miss the innocence of the 80s.
Yeah, I know. Right?
It's like, oh, man, we live in a fucked up world.
I know, man. Back when you could like do a lot of cocaine and just think about what could be real and what could not be real. Now we're like, CIA. I got to lock myself in the house and not do drugs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, imagine a world before the CIA created AIDS. Like, that would have just been.
Oh, my God. It's got to be nuts. It's got to be nuts to watch that transformation where it's like, yes, I was just into conspiracies because it was fun. It was like kind of a fun thing to bring up at parties. Like, imagine if you bring up a conspiracy at a party now, oof, get out.
Oof, yeah. Nobody jeez. Wants it. You got a red Q on your chest.
I think that, you know, the internet.
The Scarlet Q.
Internet is interesting. You know, kind of, I think the internet carries some of the blame for all of this.
I would say a lot of the blame.
Yeah. Because it allowed the echo chamber to to exist, and allow, I think in some ways it allowed the conspiracies to sprinkle enough truth into them to make them dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
sprinkles are bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I think.
So, yeah. I don't know if I, I'm trying to think of my final thoughts. It was just cool to have him on.
The guys on Reddit aren't going to like this. They're not.
No, but they'll be like, that's what's fun about this is that Steve was like, or am I just telling you that?
Pin him down? Come on. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but everyone will find a reason to be like, no, he's just saying that because he is.
Right. That's exactly right.
And he's having fun with that. So, you know what? That's great.
And, he's saying that because it helps him sell some of his stuff, right? I mean, people think it's Illuminati. Apparently, these original decks are selling for like thousands of dollars.
Holy shit!
And mint.
Wow.
But there's recreations that are. But yeah. Well, look, that was a blast, man.
Yeah, that was good. Good get, man. That was good. Man. Thanks, Justin.
All right. Well, it wasn't Kyrie Irving, but maybe better.
Yeah.
Soon. Cool.
Soon.
Well,
soon.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that's it. I don't have any final thoughts.
No, neither. That was just fun. That was a cool guest.
Final thought is buy Illuminati confirmed on Kickstarter, man.
Yeah, I'm buying.
Let us know if you like when we have guests on. You know, let us know if you like this format.
Yeah, and if you want to watch or play Illuminati the card game with us, we'll figure that out. Yeah, we should do that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks. It's been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azani.
Peace. Yeah.